Hello?
Hi, my name is Hope. I'm returning a call from XBO. May I speak to the person that requested that call?
This is he.
Okay, how may I assist you?
I was calling to follow up with a call or case or something that was initiated a week or two ago.
Okay. Are you calling about like an order that is supposed to be delivered?
Well, it was a delivery that happened, and it was quite the debacle. So I went to Best Buy, and they gave me this number to call. Or actually, they said that y'all would call me. Y'all did. Then I returned y'all's call. Y'all said that an area or regional manager from, I guess, Best Buy would call me within a couple of days, and they never called.
Okay, do you have the order number?
Nope.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Hey, can you verify the name, and the address that's registered to your order?
It's Rhett Shelton at
Okay.
and then the address is 10838 Wilson Oaks, San Antonio, Texas, 78249.
Okay, hold on just 1 second. Okay, thank you for holding. 'Cause I was able to pull up your old order, that was back in March. Did you call Best Buy to be able to reschedule?
Well, there's nothing. I mean, I don't know. There's nothing to reschedule.
Okay.
Everything's here.
Okay.
They just delivered it a month late or 3 weeks late. They didn't install it when I paid for it to be installed. The dishwasher doesn't work. The range is damaged. Scratching the refrigerator. I had to take time off of my job to meet them here on the day that they came because they didn't have any times of delivery that worked with my schedule. So I'm trying to. At this point, I think I'm being punked. I don't know. It's like I said, I called and I've told everybody the story 30 times and nobody seems to want to do anything. I don't know if I should just get an attorney or what my recourse is, but it's just, I mean, I don't even know what to do anymore. I mean, everybody's lied. I never got any surveys. It's just, I don't know what to do.
Okay, for an installation, you said.
The installation happened back in March. Or wait. Yeah, March. I believe it was March.
Okay.
Maybe the installation was in February now. I think it was in March. I don't even know. I'm calling. The reason I'm calling is because I called y'all, this number, I returned y'all's call technically, and spoke to a lady who said that an area or regional manager would call me from Best Buy. At least I'm pretty sure it was from Best Buy. And that person never called me. Because when the first reschedule was happening, the people at Best Buy told me that there would be compensation, but that they wanted to get the installation completed before we talked any compensation in case anything else went wrong between the time that I was talking to that lady and the time of the install, which plenty more has gone wrong, obviously. Mm-hmm. They couldn't give multiple compensations, apparently. She didn't want to talk compensation dollars because if we decided on, you know, $200 or something, and then things got considerably worse, and it should be more like $1,000, which doesn't even cover my time off I took, frankly, then they wouldn't be able to do anything more than the initial $200 because they can only do compensation one time, apparently. Which, now that I think about it, seems a little odd, but whatever.
Okay. Yes, because I'm seeing for your second ticket, there's a service call that was made, basically meaning if there's any damages or if it wasn't installed right, then we can send out a tech provider to then possibly haul away the damaged item and then deliver the correct item. But it looks like the service call was on the 22nd. Of March, and it was canceled out.
Yeah, about that. That was very bizarre. I don't know what that mm-hmm. was all about. So I called the lady. I just happened to return y'all's call on the 20th or 21st. I would hope there's some notes in there, but the way this has been going, I seriously doubt it. So on the 20th or 21st, I called this number. Or I called y'all because I was returning y'all's call that y'all had called me a few days earlier, but my work schedule doesn't really coincide with y'all's hours. Anyway, nonetheless, so I called her, and it was the first person I had talked to with y'all and gave her the whole story, the whole debacle from start to finish. Nothing, literally nothing has gone right. And so that's when she told me a regional manager or area manager, I think is really what it was, would call me, which, again, that call still has not happened. But she mentioned at some point in the conversation, maybe even early on, I think she asked me if I was calling in because of a delivery or a service call or something that was happening on the 22nd. I said, I don't have anything scheduled for the 22nd. I didn't schedule anything for the 22nd. Nobody scheduled anything with me for the 22nd. Nobody's going to be at this house on the 22nd, so I don't know who scheduled something for the. That's, again, something another part of the debacle that I don't really even know how to talk to because, one, I never scheduled it. Two, I never knew it was happening. Three, I don't even know what it was for. So when the service tech calls me on the 22nd at, like, 10 or 11 a.m. and says, hey, we're 30 minutes away, I said, for what? I said, for what? He said, we got a service call. I said, for what? What are you talking about? He goes, you don't have a service call schedule? I said, no, because I don't, because I knew I would be at work that day. I would never schedule anything that day. So I don't know who scheduled that. It would be nice to know. I would assume that somebody's system somewhere can find out who scheduled that, and I would like to talk to that person and ask them why they scheduled that because, again, I wasn't here. So that's a whole nother interesting debacle that doesn't even register on my scale because – or my system in my head because – I don't even know what that was. It was the most random, bizarre thing in this whole thing. So I don't know if that caused the area manager not to call me now that I'm thinking about it. I don't know. I really don't know. All I know is that I went into Best Buy for President's Day sale, paid $5,000 or so, maybe more, I guess, for 5 appliances. They were supposed to be delivered on a certain date. The snowstorm happened. so they couldn't deliver, which I completely get and understand, not Best Buy's fault. I called to reschedule, at which point I was told that there's no such thing as a morning a.m. appointment with Best Buy. I was like, okay, well, that's interesting, because the original delivery I had was an a.m. delivery, and I can only really do a.m. deliveries given my, unless you can come on a certain day, which is Sunday, because that's my day off, which they can't. So they couldn't accommodate my schedule at all for weeks. So I still had to wait weeks for to even get a scheduled delivery and installation, which, by the way, when I paid for the appliances and bought the appliances, I checked every single box to have everything hauled off. All the necessary equipment was purchased, or so I was told, to install all of the appliances, and that they would all be installed. So I didn't have to do a darn thing, and that's not what ended up happening. But so they schedule an afternoon appointment because that's the only appointment thing that they have, and they can't do it on Sundays with Best Buy, apparently. Now, I don't, that's really odd too, but that's what I was told multiple times by multiple people. So I had to take a day off, which cost me approximately, maybe more, but at least $1,000 out of my money. I had to pay, basically, you know, to be here to meet the people to show up and install the appliances. So they show up and to install the appliances and install all of the appliances except for the dishwasher. They did I guess you would call it a partial install of the dishwasher, because it's installed crooked. So it's crooked, installed in my kitchen, crooked, but they didn't have, the hoses weren't long enough for them to hook it up. And I said, well, don't you have hoses in your truck? He's like, no, Best Buy doesn't even sell the hoses that long. I was like, well, do you have like an adapter? I can't be the only person that has a dishwasher that's this proximity to where it needs to be hooked up. So he's like, no, there's nothing we can do, but here's what you need. And so he wrote down what I needed, which basically meant I had to go to Lowe's on my time and spend my money to buy materials for a job that I had, so I thought, completely paid 100% for it to be done. And then come back and hope that I know what the hell I'm doing to install this thing. So I come back, I install it. Who knows if it's installed right? I mean, if the water's going in there. Dishes don't really get very clean, which is odd for a dishwasher not to clean dishes, but it doesn't clean dishes. That's a whole other issue. So when he wrote down the parts that I needed to install, the device that I paid him to install, he told me that there was a 15-day live-in period for all the devices, appliances, and whatnot, that if I wasn't 100% happy, I would be able to call up and turn them in. He says, I'm not going to close this ticket. That's what he told me. But I'm not going to close your ticket in case, one, you need me to come back and install this. I'm just going to leave this ticket open. Or, two, you install it, and then, of course, you can call and let them know that everything's fine, and the ticket will get closed at that point in time. That way, your 15-day live-in period won't start. I'm like, oh, okay, well, there's something working for me, right? Okay, great. So a couple days later, I go and I purchase the parts. I come home and I guess install this thing. I don't know if it's proper or not, but I finished the installation job that I paid Best Buy to do with materials that I paid for out of my pocket. And then I start using the dishwasher, come to find out it doesn't work. So, well, it works. It just doesn't clean dishes, which to me, a dishwasher should clean dishes, so it doesn't work. But nonetheless, so after giving it a couple tries, trying different detergents, stacking the dishes a little bit differently, you know, give it maybe a break-in period and using it for, I don't know, a week or two, it's still not cleaning the dishes. Now, at this point, I have yet to receive a survey from Best Buy. So I'm under the impression that the genius that came here and didn't do his job, at least did what he said and he didn't close the ticket. Nope, wrong. So I call Best Buy and I say, hey, look, we got a problem here. This dishwasher isn't really cleaning. I need, I guess, swap it out or whatever. And like, well, your 15-day period's up. I'm like, what do you mean my 15-day period's up? It's not even supposed to have started yet. Oh, no, it started. It was over, you know, a few days ago or a week ago or whenever it was over. And I'm like, oh, well, that's odd because the tech told me he wasn't going to close the ticket, which means the 15-day period wasn't going to start. I never received the survey, which led me to believe he didn't close the ticket, because usually when tickets get closed with businesses, a survey gets generated. And I never got a phone survey. I never got an email survey. I never got a survey in the mail. Nobody called me. Nothing. So nobody's ever given me a survey on the situation, and I can see why. That being said, I then go to the store because the person on the phone is telling me there's nothing they can do, but if I go talk to the store manager, he might be able to help. He's the only one, by the way, who I can think of that would even remotely think to schedule a dishwasher to be installed or schedule that call on the 22nd, which I'm assuming was to replace the dishwasher because that's what he and I talked about ad nauseum at the store. He says, well, you know, tickets are closed. I can't do anything about that, but I want to do everything to make the situation right. I'm going to get the appliance resolution team to call you, which is apparently you guys. And then we're going to figure out what we can do as far as compensation, Mr. Shelton. And then your appliance, your dishwasher is out of stock. There's a lesser dishwasher. No, wait, let me get this straight. You want me to get a lesser unit than what I paid for and have from the same manufacturer when the top of the line unit doesn't even claim? Pass, no thanks. I told him, I'll tell you what, why don't you just give me a Bosch dishwasher? That's what I had before. It did the job. It washed the dishes. I was happy with it. Give me a Bosch dishwasher, and we don't even have to worry about compensation. Well, Mr. Shelton, if I could do that, I don't even know if I could do that, if I could, but the reality is these Bosch dishwashers are all on back order. We can't get them for however long, months, years, I don't know, whatever. So that wasn't going to happen. So I left the store with really no resolution to the situation, past the fact that he told me he was going to kind of put a reminder in his phone or leave things open for about a month to give it to where some sort of a dishwasher would come in to replace this dishwasher and that they would get it properly installed, to which I've never gotten any type of communication from him since that day, and nor have I gotten really any communication from you folks other than the one phone call that y'all gave initially, which prompted me to call y'all back. I called back on the 20th or 21st of March, talked to a lady who said, the area manager with Best Buy would call me again, which never happened, which is why I'm calling now. I don't really have a whole lot of free time to call y'all, and my day off is Sundays, and y'all are closed. So, mm-hmm. So here we are.
Okay. Let me see, because I do see the notations here when you called in that said that you were advised by the tech that you have a 15-day, that the tech will be open for 15 days, and that was notated on the 22nd of March, and that you didn't receive a survey for the service, and that a manager will reach out to you.
And I would assume that by the way, y'all have officially done the best job of virtually anybody in this situation, because somebody actually put notes about something. Every person I have ever talked to at Best Buy has told me they're notating the account, and every time I talk to somebody again at Best Buy, they say they can find no notes anywhere on the account about anything or any of this.
Yeah, it's so very detailed here of all the things that you had to buy, and also the other ticket as well is notated here for the 22nd. And then, so that's when the service call was made, basically just to have a tech provider come out there.
For what? I don't know. I guess was he just going to examine the equipment? Because according to the guy at the store, the store manager, the component that was going to replace this component wasn't even in stock. And I don't even want this component. This thing doesn't work. I don't want to have to wash my dishes and put them in a dishwasher. That doesn't make any sense. I mean, obviously, when you finish eating, you kind of rinse your dishes off. I get that, you know. But then you put it in the dishwasher, and guess what? Not everything always gets off when you rinse it. Sometimes a few little stuff stays on there. Well, when it's sitting there waiting to be washed, it'll harden a little bit. Well, that's what the dishwasher is supposed to clean off, you know. But it doesn't. It just doesn't. And then the silverware, it doesn't clean. It doesn't do its job. And it's installed crookedly. And then there's a damage to the range that I've found, which I thought was just some sort of gunk buildup or something, but it's not. The range is damaged on the stovetop. There's like a crack in it. So apparently Samsung is garbage, but I didn't. It had good reviews. I don't know. Maybe I just got bad luck on this batch. I don't know. The microwave works fine.
Okay. Because I was trying to see if there were any other scheduled dates for you. If they said that it would be like a month out. I'm looking here. I'm not seeing. I went 2 months out. I don't see any.
There shouldn't be anything scheduled because I haven't scheduled anything with anyone, including the last time when the tech called. I didn't schedule that. I don't even know why he was coming. I don't know who scheduled that. I could only guess it was the store manager, but I really don't know. It could have been somebody I talked to on the phone with Best Buy. I mean, I have no idea who scheduled that service call or whatever install call or how you doing call or survey call. I don't know what that was because I had nothing to do with it. The funny thing is, had I not called in and talked to y'all on the 20th or 21st or whenever it was, the date that you're seeing those notes, I never even would have known about it. That guy would have obviously called me like he did and said, hey, I got a service call. That would have kind of freaked me out, too. I would have thought somebody maybe tried to rob my house or something. I don't know. So I'm glad I did call in. I'm glad you guys showed that there was a service call that I had no knowledge of. So when he called, I wasn't completely taken off guard and, you know. So anyway, no, there should be no service calls because I haven't scheduled any service calls. The whole reason initially for communicating with y'all or getting in touch with y'all or having y'all get in touch with me and us communicating was to discuss compensation and how to fix the problem and what compensation there would be. The store manager guy said that you guys would be the ones to talk about compensation, but I'm getting the vibe that everybody's just kind of passing the buck when it comes to Best Buy anyway. They're just passing the buck and nobody takes this seriously at all. Nobody seems to give a damn. I'm sitting here with jacked up, crooked, possibly improperly installed appliances. And nobody cares. I went and dropped $5,500. They had no problem taking that. Everybody seemed really caring and concerned and interested when I was about to spend $5,000 with them. But now that they got my money, they don't care. Nobody cares. You know, I've been lied to by virtually every single individual at Best Buy from the very beginning up to this point. You know, from the compensation to the installation to the survey to the follow-up to just everything. It's just all been a lot. So, again, I don't have a lot of time. I work from 8:30 a.m. till usually 10 or 10:30 Monday through Saturday. I don't have oodles of free time here. My day off is Sunday, and I spend that day typically preparing and getting ready for the next 6 days of, 14-hour work days. So I don't have time to be messing with this. You know, you pay somebody to do a job, you expect them to do it. And if they don't quite get it right, that's life. Stuff happens. I get it. But you do kind of expect them to make sure that everything gets finished properly and the person gets what they paid for and they were taken care of, just nothing over the top, but just in a normal fashion. And that is not happening even remotely close.
Yes, sir, and I do apologize for the experience that you had. They should have, when they stated that the certain parts weren't there, they should have either called so we could see what those items were and how much they were to be processed in the system, because sometimes Best Buy will pay. It just really depends on the product. We have to get that approved and everything.
Sure. Well, the hose wasn't long enough. But what it was, it's like a 3-foot hose, and it was about, I don't know, literally like a half an inch short. I mean, it just didn't quite reach. And there was another hose, too, that was also short. So there were two hoses that just weren't quite long enough to complete the job. And, yeah, no, I agree. He should have called like I said, I can't. This isn't some sort of bizarre, oddly configured kitchen. There's nothing out of the norm here. I've seen dishwashers further away from a sink than mine. So, you know, you would think that they would have the proper parts to begin with, and even if they didn't, that they'd have some sort of backups or something. But, no, he told me what to get and told me to go buy it, and he'd leave the ticket open in case I wanted to come install it, which
What am I going to do, schedule another install day that they can only come out in the afternoon and cost myself another $1,000? Or am I going to try and figure the fuck out on my own? So I think I figured it out, but it's not washing dishes, and maybe that's because of the install. I highly doubt that, but it's because the water is getting in there. But who knows? Because I'm not a dishwasher, not an appliance guy, which is why I paid Best Buy to do all this, which they didn't do. And what they did do, it was terrible, and they don't seem to want to fix it. Again, like I say, I'm kind of at my wit's end. People keep telling me they're going to do stuff, and they don't do it. I keep getting told I'm going to get calls or follow-ups, and it doesn't happen. So, I don't know. At some point, you just got to hand it over to an attorney, I guess, because I don't have the time for it. I've told the story 15 times to 15 different people, and nobody seems to give a damn.
Yes, sir. And I do apologize, and I did notate here as well following the other ticket for you. But as in for reimbursement considerations, it would be through Best Buy. Did you keep the receipts?
I'm sure I've emailed copies and other copies, yes.
Okay. Because at this point, that's why another service call was made, because we don't schedule for Best Buy. They have to do the scheduling and everything, and we can't even cancel orders. So that's why when that service call was created, that's at the point where we can do to send out a tech to be able to diagnose the situation, to possibly install it correctly if an appliance wasn't working. But I did notate that for you.
So why did that lady tell me that an area manager, director, whatever, would call me within a couple of days?
Because it was probably emailed to Best Buy, and that's when they would get in contact with you regarding that, because she would have emailed them. It's possible they could give you a call tomorrow or maybe Wednesday, but I'm also notating here on the tickets for you that you are still expecting that phone call.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Okay. Okay. Okay, yes, sir. And I do apologize again. But they should be reaching out to you either tomorrow or Wednesday. Like I said, I did notate here on the ticket for you of the updated situation.
Okie dokie.
Okay, yes, sir. Anything else I can help you with?
That's it.
All right. Well, thank you. And have a good night.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.